Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes, my name is Nikki Campbell. Hold on. Excuse me. I was checking my bank statement and I saw this statement for I think it was $59. And it was to you. I had it written down here. I've lost my piece of paper. I don't remember ordering anything like this.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to check in our system and see what may be going on, how we can help. Can I have your last name real quick again?
Campbell, Campbell.
Okay. And your zip code as well?
40701.
Allow me just a moment to look for you here.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Campbell, I think I found you here. Do you know a Mickey?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Just for confirmation, can I ask for a matching street address?
37 Wilton School Road, Corbin, Kentucky, 40701.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Let me have this loaded just real quick. So, ma'am, what I'm pulling up, this is going back to an online customer support survey filled out on March 22nd. I see after completing that online survey, you may have been presented with a sweepstakes entry, a chance to enter and win that Dyson vacuum. And it looks like that had been completed. In turn, it led to a billing, what you're calling in reference to, the $59.89. And that is for our Bites Hub meal planning application sent to your email. It's to provide the qualifying monthly enrollment and basically to share recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb cravings.
Oh, I did not intend to do that.
Definitely understand, especially with it maybe being a bit on the steep side. I would love to offer you a monthly discount, take $20 off.
No, I don't want to do that. But can I be refunded? Because I had no idea.
See what we can do to help out. First and foremost, I'm going to submit a cancellation just real quick so we don't bill anything else in the future. And I'm going to take a look, see what we can do to help. Because this had just been done, looks like on the 22nd. Awesome. I've finished up that cancellation process, ma'am, and that's effective immediately today. It prevents all future billings. I have taken a look at the charge as about a week has passed. Our system does go by how much time has elapsed since sign up. I do see we would be able to submit a 75% refund on the charge.
And that would be
Let me see for you just real quick. That would give you back $44.91.
I guess that would be better than something that I had no idea I was doing.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Look, let me get that put through for you. I do want to let you know at the very most, it could post within 3 to 5 business days, but I'm going to share a confirmation number to keep any records on that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your patience, ma'am. That refund and the cancellation now have been put through. Have that number ready when you are.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be 708-365-3413.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Anything else I can do to help?
No, it's the more warm weather. We lost it.
Yes, ma'am. I completely agree. I need that, too.
All right. But that's all I needed. I was just like, what in the world have I done now? I didn't remember ordering anything.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad you were able to give us a call today to get everything situated, and I appreciate you calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you.